Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1174. Today is the 8th of March 2021, and I'm your host, Kyle. Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it with today's topic, how to deal with a very bad morning. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. In this article, we reveal 13 bad morning habits that can ruin a morning and what to do instead. If nothing is going right, everything is annoying because you are tired, try to switch it off in the morning to avoid a bad day. If your morning mood is less than cheerful on a given day, you should not burden yourself too much. Don't let bad temper spoil your day, but try to rise in 7 ways. Meditation can help you overcome negative thinking patterns by thinking about the future, lingering in the past, and struggling to overcome bad days. Instead of waking up on a day that is often described as scary, challenge yourself and focus on what you can control. If possible, adjusting your work schedule to start later or wake up earlier can relieve stress and stress in the morning. If you wake up angry because you are not sleeping well, take steps to improve your sleep. The morning journal can be used to determine exactly how you feel, what seems to promote anger and waking up, and whether there is anything that can mitigate those feelings. In an ideal world, you would go so far as to wake up at the right time, even if you were sleeping dreadfully at night. Although not exactly daylight, it's a great idea to use a daylight alarm clock that wakes you up with the lights on and uses it more effectively than the awful alarm noise you hear during the day. If you're just regularly struggling with your alarm clock, you feel like you're waking up in the middle of the night instead of sleeping on time. Once you come to terms with the idea that this is so, take a moment to consider whether something you have done or not is causing your bad breath. If you want to turn your worst morning into a fabulous day, try at least 25 minutes of exercise. Forget a bad morning for a few minutes and your mood will not be negative. If you don't know how to channel your anger and frustration into something good and productive, how many times have you been able to save yourself from a bad morning that is still having a great day? If you wake up early and the morning starts to go downhill, make sure you are better prepared if you have another tough morning ahead. Start with what you want to know about how to make the rest of your day even better. Have you had a bad morning and started with a good day or even a very good day, but not the best? You may have experienced racing thoughts and anxiety before you even had the chance to hit the snooze button on your alarm clock. Modern worries are legitimate and you can overcome your morning anxiety, but the effects of anxiety are still felt after a good morning, even in the middle of a great day. How do you go from a guy who usually sleeps and wakes up whenever he feels like it, to someone who wakes up at 5 in the morning? If you have tried to make it a habit and have failed so many times, you may not realize how drastically your day, waking up, early morning routine, affects your energy. People with morning depression often have severe symptoms in the morning, such as sadness and melancholy. Identifying the source of morning mood can help get rid of it faster, says Clow. Some patients with morning pressure may have more severe depression symptoms this morning than in the afternoon or evening. Not every problem on a bad day needs to be solved or even discussed, but waiting for good things can be frustrating. This frustration can lead to bad days, and waiting can cause anxiety and depression. This reminds you that your bad morning is an opportunity to be happy and productive, no matter what your goals may be. Do you want to work or be at home, a place of refuge for you and your children, but also for yourself? If you just treat yourself to a bad morning, it has the power to affect the outcome of your whole day. For this reason, you have the power to decide whether you have any authority to negatively affect your entire day, and for what reason. The second option is to let it derail you, spread bad moods and remain frustrated because you have had a bad morning. Accept the fact that you will have bad mornings and that we will have bad days. If you have a good morning, you can still behave through the bad morning without any negative effects on your day. One could simply learn that it is not so bad to be late from time to time and to learn to ease oneself. Perhaps you have just learned that it really wasn't a big deal to be late. In a while, it is a relief of the load. Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.